Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. We are doing well, doing great, coming off a successful title defense of the Roast Battle Championship of Canada. That's probably bad. Sitting there just doing that as you're trying to listen to this wherever you are. The 18 viewers of this show that listen to this podcast all across the nations. Very beautiful. Yes, another successful title defense against Noah Brodeur in a very unique fashion, I may add. It goes to overtime. Noah, very great roaster. Has some one of the best ghostwriters in the league, I may say. We go head to head. Seven jokes. Bam, 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 bam. Back and forth. It's a bloodbath. We go to overtime. And the suggestion in one of his jokes is an arm wrestle, that I would lose to him in an arm wrestle. And of course, Vince McMahon, old dollar store Vince McMahon, gets an idea in his head. Well, they should arm wrestle. Not only that, old asshole, there I had a nice glass of a beautiful drink sitting on the stool. An old fucking Twinkle Toes, too excited. Here's arm wrestle. Starts rummaging everything around, knocks over a glass. There's broken glass all over the stage. Well, just get on your knees and arm wrestle. And then he swipes. There's a fella, I think he's got cerebral palsy or something. Guy can barely walk. He swipes his canes and be like, just hold these. Hold these while you're on there. And then we'll arm wrestle on the stool. Okay, this has separated shoulder. We're in glass. Like, it just has disaster written all over it. No, Vince wants a show. What a dink. What a dink. It's all about the show. You know, I'm gonna have to file something towards workers' comp or some shit like that against him. That's the only plausible reaction, I think. The only reaction that makes any sense. Somebody's got to put that guy back in his spot. Put him in, you know, he's getting a little too out of control.
Just arm wrestle in the shattered glass. It'll be a great idea. Keep the fans entertained. They come down here for blood. And not too often we get an opportunity of some real blood on the stage.
What a dick. Upcoming dates, though. Fortes, Walker, and I back on the road. As always, we love getting out there. Still in the Western Hemisphere. I guess Western portion of Canada, not so much hemisphere, but October 14th, Edson, Alberta. October 15th, Olds. Can't get tickets to that one. She sold out. Fernie on the 22nd of October. Limited tickets left on that. I know, I think there's only 20 left of that show. November 13th, we are back in Calgary for another Danger Room.
Ha! Gay!
And November 25th, back to Grand Prairie we go, Daddy. That's right. We're back in GP, and it's a no-holds-barred event going all out. And the last date that's on the books for right now is December 11th. Danger Room North. We have a new home for it up here in Edmonton, and it's at the Comic Strip. That's December 11th. You can only get tickets to that show on the Comic Strip's website. I don't know if they have it up yet or not, but we are promoting it anyways. So if you're in Edmonton December 11th, we will be at the Comic Strip. That's right. It was a wonderful weekend, though. The fucking arm wrestling in glass. That was a long pause because it's just like, for those listening, there was just a moment, a memory that shot into my brain as he's getting all excited. He sees the opportunity to really put us through the ringer here. Two roast battlers. We put our minds to the test, and now we're putting our bodies to the test. And I'm not going to lie. You know, that is a... That is a moment where I had to take a deep look at myself. Thank God daddy's back in the gym. I'm in the iron house again. You know, we're lifting. You think that I was lying? You thought that I was bullshitting you? You thought that I would just sprinkle a little nonsense out into the stratosphere and not follow up on my word? No, we're in there. We're lifting. Hit a PR that week on the dumbbell bench press before heading into the cocksucker. So he was in for a bad night, but you know what? Sometimes those skinny, frail, you know, string bean cocksuckers, they got some hidden strength in that long torso. And all I'm thinking to myself is this, if this son of a bitch slams my wrist in front of all these blue collar salt of the earth people, I'm never going to hear the end of it. It was one of those moments where it's like, fuck, if I lose this, I'm going to have to hear about you pussy. You fought MMA. You think you're tough. You can't even win an arm wrestle. You can't even win an arm wrestle. And you want to claim that you represent us on the daily. You want to do that? Here I'd have to sit with that shame for the rest of my life. But it didn't happen. So we don't have to worry about, you know, like Kanye, speaking of Kanye, we'll get into him later. People always, what would you have done if you would have lost? I guess we'll never know. You're damn right. You're damn right. Let's get our first soda water. You know what? You know how you know I'm doing good? Is we got name brand soda waters in the house. That's how I know we're doing good in this little shack of mine. Usually I'm a no-name brand kind of guy. I'm very tight. I'm a tight wad, you know? And I go with the no-name brand at Save On Foods because that's how I roll, right? Well, I'm not paying for the Kraft mac and cheese. I'll get 60 cents off, and then at some point in time, you know, one of those boxes is kind of free in a way because you're saving money. And in the end, you know, that money saved is money gained. So that's how I look at it. But now I know we're doing well in the house because we're buying name brand sparkling waters. I've come a long way. We're going liquor free for a while. I know that's, and when I say liquor free, I'm not saying like dry. I'm saying like hard liquor, nose to the fucking grindstone, pounding piss, gravel eating drunk. We're stepping away from that for a minute now. Okay. We got some battles ahead of us. Jesus Christ, what are we all arguing about these days? First, it's like misogyny. For some reason, misogyny is on the forefront of the front lines. COVID doesn't exist no more, so we need something new. We all got to hate something. Something that these trailer park Justin Biebers with their hair flipped over their fucking eyes. They need something to hate. The guys that wake up and put steel toes on in the morning. They need to hate them. We need to find something. Oh God. I can't go to work. I got to sit on Twitter all day and remind everybody that misogyny is the worst fucking thing on the planet. I can't believe somebody would use a misogynistic hashtag. Can you imagine that? Imagine trying to explain to your grandpa and grandma the state of like where we're at, right? North America. And that's not saying that this doesn't exist in other parts of the world, but I'm just saying, like, imagine sitting down with your grandparents and just being like, yeah, grandma, so we don't like men being kind of men, you know, like toxic masculinity. We're saying that we shouldn't hit the kids. We should just hand them an iPad. We got to tamper down on like, you know, Anything that a guy does, you know, that's misogynistic. If he goes to the sports game and paints his face and gets hammered and maybe comes home and falls down the stairs and puts a hole in the body, that's a little bit, you know, that's too much guy. It's too much guy. But we want a man. We want to date a man. But we don't want him to be a man. We want him to be in touch with his feelings. But we don't want him too much into his feelings. Like, there's too much going on. Misogyny, it, though, is dangerous. It's dangerous to everybody. You know, you could wake up one day and just want to absolutely decimate the old lady's face with your fist because fuck this virus, this new virus that's going around, misogyny might have been implanted in your brain. You know, you're viewed as a moron. You can't be walking around. You can't. Are you kidding me? You built something. You built something. And you don't know how to talk with like political correctness. You called someone a faggot the other day. That's internalized misogyny, and it's disgusting. I can't believe you would do that, right? Forget the fact that you don't walk around the countryside mowing people down in a U-Haul, praising being an Islamic extremist. That would actually be better. We would want you to do that. We would want you to be that type of person rather than you come home and tell me you built a fucking deck for an old lady. That's what we'd rather have. That's what we need. We need more of that. Why aren't you going out, renting a U-Haul, and mowing everybody down on Main Street? That's piercing. That's the mystery. That's the mystery that we all want to know, is why are you the way you are? Disgusting. And I assume that most of you that listen to this podcast, most of you, you misogynistic lowlife pieces of shit, do you think coming home with a little bit of dirt under your nails excuses the fact that you're not recognizing the struggles that women go through? You think that having your spine busted doesn't compare to the ever-going battle of women being oppressed in this society? Wow. You know, when you get up in the morning and go lay bricks, just understand that a lady is doing the same thing, but with her mind and with her spirit. She's building up a wall that misogyny will never bring down. And that's her battle, okay? Your little battle of going out there and talking disgusting, being a grotesque, lowlife piece of misogynistic shit, going out there mixing cement and making curbs for women to hit in Toyota Tercels while they're listening to Call Her Daddy explaining how to suck a shaft the right way in the name of progress. You need to recognize exactly where you line up on the societal hierarchy system, okay? First off, you're at the bottom. You're at the bottom. It doesn't matter if you're black, white. Are you a man? Are you a cisgendered male? Are you a cisgendered male? Well, you better make sure that you build those curbs a little higher, okay? Because you don't want to know what's behind that? Is a strong woman about to put her spare tire into that curb and break it so you can go break your back and build another one.
Come on, man.
That's how it's got to be, Boozy. I'm sorry. That's how it's got to be. You see me right here standing up to the air and taking a stance against misogyny. That's what I'm doing right now. A lot of people don't understand that this is an ongoing battle, and the battle is stronger than the battle that's taking place in Ukraine. Okay? Putin is a misogynist, and that's what we're fighting right now. That's what we're fighting. It's not NATO forces coming in to try and destroy a country that wants freedom from the rest of the world. You know, that is an energy force for European countries. That's not that. No. Putin's a misogynist and he needs to be taken care of. It's not the fact that he's about to shut the taps off to European countries. Germany, and we're going to watch them freeze to death, even though their leader says, you know what? These are the repercussions of fighting against something like misogyny. You want that? You want heat? You want heat. You want heat in the winter. While there are women out there that aren't CEOs. Unfucking believable. See, this is exactly what's wrong with the world. This is exactly what's wrong with the world. This is why we can't have anything nice. We can't build anything nice. Because you want to know all the nice things that we think are nice was built by internalized misogyny. These demons. So what I'm suggesting is anything built by a man, anything constructed by a man, thought of by a man, any ideas, any patents, buildings that were constructed in the middle of downtown for me to go into and get my nails done into, destroy it, flatten it, which this is why I respect the war in Ukraine. This is why I respect the war in Ukraine, because they're taking a stance against it. You know, they're taking a stance against misogyny right now, against Putin, and they're allowing Putin to come in and destroy those buildings that were built by men where families could reside in. Because you don't want to know another thing? You want to know another thing? A family can consist of more than just a mother and a father. That's the problems that we're having, okay? That's why we let Putin go in and flatten these things until everybody understands that a mom and a mom who used to be a dad can be a mom. And we can have two moms that raise a beautiful, beautiful, obese, trans woman. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It took a lot to say that. It took a lot to speak up and say those words, especially to an audience that listens to this podcast, that really, really soaks in the information. And that's my fight against it. That's my fight against it. I'm sitting here right now. It took a lot of courage to do that, you know, to stand up for women the way I just did. It took a lot of courage. You think courage is doing basic training inside the military, whether it be American or Canadian, leaving your family, your racist family, to go overseas and fight against whatever ideology, fuck it, whatever ideology that they tell you is bad, right? Whatever ideology that the governments here tell you is bad and that we have to fight against, like terrorism, there's terrorism in our own backyard and it's called misogyny. And I just took a stance against it on this podcast. Thank you. Now, with that being said, let's get into our first article of the day. We love this portion of the podcast, don't we? We love going to the CBC. We love seeing what the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation of Canada, this is what they have to say. Get this fucking thing out of here. God damn it. Fuck you. There we go. Ottawa COVID-19 trends and fourth vaccine dose count going up. Cities dropping. COVID hospitalizations are an outlier. And this is a beautiful picture that they have here. A woman holding an umbrella with a rainbow on it. A very inclusive rainbow as the city's hospitalizations. It's almost like they're foreshadowing. Monkeypox rising. And I would have got away with it too. A person walks with a rainbow umbrella in Ottawa, September 30th, 2020. What the fuck does this say? This is why I don't understand any news networks inside of the walls of Canada. What does this have to do with anything? Recent developments. Ottawa's pandemic trends are most likely rising. Its hospitalizations dropping are an outlier. Ottawans rollout got about 1,200 third and fourth doses in the last 8 days. Oh, that's beautiful. We need more people to die out there.
Hey, oh, this just dawned on me. Okay. So think of it this way, right? If now I'm not, I try to be the best math and science guy I could possibly be, as Sam Walker always says, it's math and science. Speaking of, he's still banned from Yuck Yucks. That's wild. He's a walking menace to society, that man, with a lot of knowledge underneath his mullet. But he always says, the only thing that counts is math and science. Again, yes, Sam Walker on the Patreon exclusive episode talking about the moon landing not happening is one of the greatest things you could possibly listen to. We got to get him back on the podcast. I am too much of a fan of that guy to not let him speak. Maybe we'll do a regular episode so you get a full-blown taste of him. Then when you go to the Patreon episode, it's like, oh, this all makes sense. This is why this guy likes him. But what I'm saying is they're really pushing, you know, it's almost, it's like left-leaning people here, right? That are... Now, maybe it's not even politics, whatever it may be. Though, you know, those people, I trust the science people that are running around yelling at you to get your booster. Get your booster. Where's your mask? Those people, right? Maybe this is a ploy to get rid of them. You know, we're fighting against the booster. We're talking about the boosters, but you got to look at the positives. See, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf going into my 30s, right? I'm trying to see the silver lining of everything. And right now, the silver lining is most of these people are going to die faster than you and I, right? Now I get it. Oh, Hack, didn't you get your shots? Yeah, I got two, but I ain't getting boosted. I got two of them. Does that mean I'm going to die sooner than those that aren't? Who knows? We'll see. Well, roll the dice. It wasn't a smart decision on my behalf to go out there and get jabbed up. But like I said, I wanted to go to Texas. And I thought that I needed it to go to Texas. So maybe my lifespan has been cut in half where these guys, these other guys that are my trust of science, they're, theirs, now mine was cut in half. Now theirs is cutting like fucking full, like every quarter. Bomb, 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 bomb. Four quarters equals what? 69 cents. So they're 69% more likely to die than those that aren't. Math and science, there you have it. So if we just wait it out, just be quiet for a bit. Don't stress yourself out. You know, relax. Let the myocarditis take the trash out. Getting all worked up for no reason. You're going to have a fight. You're going to blow a gasket. Blow a gasket. The latest Ottawa update. Ottawa Public Health said late last week COVID-19 levels were high going into Thanksgiving weekend as another pandemic wave rises. Cold and flu season had also begun. Experts recommend staying home when sick, gathering outside, considering wearing masks indoors and in crowded outdoor spaces, and getting the added protection of a COVID vaccine, including the updated bivalent booster available to adults. Experts. Fucking... Where are they? While COVID-19 vaccines and previous infection give some protection, subvariants continue to emerge. Wastewater. So funny that they're checking your piss and shit right now. Wastewater. The weekly average level of coronavirus in Ottawa's piss water has been high and rose further at the start. Is this... So we're not even going on infection rate anymore. We're just measuring the levels in the piss. I'll tell you what, you want to measure piss levels. You come to a Danger Cat show and watch how much piss those guys consume. I will fucking go head to head. You know what? This is war. This is war. Any comedian in this country, I will put my audience against your audience on who can pound more piss. And I guarantee you, I'll take, we're like this audience right here, which makes me proud. You know, this is exactly, you know, and I get it. Hack, you're not even drinking these days. I got to fucking man the ship. You know, I got to get on the heroin or get on the methamphetamines like old Hit Dog, baby. You know, the 69th Reich. I got to get on that level. That guy damn near, but then again, if he wasn't all jacked up on methamphetamines, see, I put the soldiers, when the soldiers are on the piss, watch out. You can't fuck with them. When the cats are on the piss, you can't fuck with them, right? Head to head, any comic in this country that has an audience, I will put the Danger Cats against your audience in a piss battle. And I guarantee you, they drink yours under the fucking table. And that's a gut. That's something to be proud of. We're the Roman fucking. I'll take my 10 best guys against your 30 best guys. Roman fucking gladiators of piss pounding. God bless you guys. God bless you. You work harder. You're misogynistic, which I respect. That beginning rant was so I could get monetized on YouTube. You know. If I can make my 35 cents off this video, off the video portion, which is on YouTube, I can make my 35, but that's not the point here. The point is, that's how fucking much respect I have for you guys. Show up at the fucking, what was it, the Salmon Arm Theater? The Salmon Arm, it's 5 times the guy who had to go get more liquor. Beat it, nerd. That's the biggest beat it, nerd I've ever seen in my eyes witnessing it. Beat it, nerd. 1. Beat it, nerd. 2. Fucking times 5. God damn, I love it. That was easily one of the funnest shows we've done, hands down. But anyways, the levels of coronavirus in Ottawa's right wastewater have been high and rose further at the start of October. We need to lock you down for the winter. As of October 5th, the average is about 11 times higher than it was at this time last year. Oh, wow. Oh, 11 times higher. That's so funny. This is how respected and how much we give a fuck about all of this now. They're not even like, we're not even testing anymore. We're just like, we're going to measure it in the piss, in your piss. What is that? It's just rolling down the goddamn sewage system. We're just going to measure it there. We're just, you know, we've got a new system. We've got a new system. COVID anal swap was so 2021. We're just going to measure the gallons of piss that roll through. Jesus Christ. When does it end, you think? What do you think ends? What do you think we flatten first? Let me ask you this. What do you think that we flatten first? Do you think Canada finally flattens COVID or the Ukraine? Which one do you think? Do you think, you know, do we flatten the curve or flatten Kiev? Do you think, do we battle misogyny? Do we get misogyny out, COVID in, or which one? Honestly, we're knocking on the door of it. We got to be damn near close, right? We got to be damn near close to having, we thought we had COVID in the bag, but apparently it's sifting around all in the water sources, the wastewater. It's all just floating around, math and science right there in front of you. What do you think gets flattened first? By the looks of things, by what Twitter's telling me, I think Kiev's going to be decimated before we can even get remotely close to taking down the big boogeyman virus. That's terrifying. It's like, what is this? Year 3? I'm so fucking lost. Year 3 of flattening the curve? We got to be damn near there, right? We got to be damn near there. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatchShop.com for all future dates for stand-up comedy. What do we have on the docket coming up? Well, let me tell you. October 14th, we are in Edson, Alberta. There is a few tickets left to that show, so definitely hop on that before they sell out. Olds, October 15th is a sold-out show. October 22nd, Fernie, BC, very limited seating left with that one. November 13th, just dropped. That's in Calgary at the Comedy Cave for another Danger Room. November 25th, we are back to Grand Prairie for a big one, baby. And December 11th in Edmonton at the Comic Strip. We are always updating and adding new dates, so you can check our website, dangercatchshop.com. And for tickets to the Edmonton show, you have to go to the Comic Strip website for those. Also, for all merchandise and clothing, use the promo code PODCAST69, receive 15% off your order for any t-shirts, no hats are on the store. T-shirts and hoodies currently on the store right now. Looking to update that here in the new future with some new designs and new products for all of you fine people out there. We appreciate you supporting the show, and keep being cool. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. A wonderful way to support this podcast and all the nonsense that we are getting up to. The recent roast battle will be live. That's right. The live version of the roast battles are always posted to our Patreon. You can watch the full episode. It's about a 45 minute episode that you get for the low cost of, I believe it's like $5.99 a month. You get extra podcasts every month. And if you're a top tier subscriber, well, you are then a Danger Dong Patreon producer. You will be credited as a producer of this podcast. Again, a lovely way to support the show, support what we're doing, and keeping this little dream of mine alive, so that way I can show my principal from back in high school that I'm not a complete failure, because I really grasp onto my past and trying to prove people wrong even 20 years later. 20? No, that'd be 15, right? When did I graduate? Who gives a shit? Yeah, 12 years later, really stuck in my brain to ensure that I prove them wrong. So please, I'm begging you, subscribe to the Patreon or else you're going to hell. Researchers measuring and sharing the amount of novel coronavirus in Ottawa's wastewater found the weekly average mostly recently peaked July 10th. The most recent data is October 5th. 17 Ottawa residents have been admitted to a city hospital with COVID-19, according to the OPH's latest update. One patient is in intensive care. So one patient out of the whole province of Ontario, who has, I believe, the highest population in all of the country of Canada, only has one patient, but we should lock down. We should lock down. Yeah, it is funny that when monkeypox was getting its little start up there, when everybody was like, "Oh, monkeypox, what the hell are we gonna do?" And then they're like refraining from being like, "Hey, maybe, hey, gay guys, maybe don't have a piss orgy." We're like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 don't go kicking that wasp nest. Don't go waking those guys up. We all know how they get when they get a little upsetty spaghetti. They never shut the fuck up." Here is just like, fuck. Then we'll just check the piss water. Wow. If I'm a gambling man. Okay, here we go. What do we got? We have in Ontario. They have 17 people in Ottawa, 17 people in an Ottawa hospital with COVID-19. 17. Lock the fucking country down now. Lock it down. Break it down. The hospitalization figures above don't include all patients. Oh, okay.
For example, they leave out patients admitted for other reasons who then test positive for COVID. Oh, now we don't want to juice the numbers. Makes sense. Math and science. Fuck. What a fucking joke. What a fucking joke. That's great. That's exactly what we wanted, you know? We want to flatten the curve before, or we want to flatten Kiev before the curve. Totally understandable. Now, let's get, this is a fun one. This is just sheer fun for the whole family. I wish there was a video portion to this, because there actually might be. This is what's beautiful. Whoa. Is this one of these? Oh, fuck. I fucking hate USA Today. But the headline reads, "Yay, Kanye, locked out of social media for anti-Semitism. Jamie Lee Curtis, oh boy. Sarah Silverman, her beak's always in the middle of it, isn't it? You know? She loves to fucking say her two cents. Let's go down just a cunt here. Sarah Silverman. Me. Write a joke. Thank you. Fucking comedians these days. LA comedians blow, don't they? Los Angeles sucks. Any moment they get a fucking second to be like, well, actually. Whoa. Where are we going here? This is so funny. Kanye locked out of social media for anti-Semitism. Jamie Lee Curtis, Sarah Silverman, and more react. Is there any? Twitter and Instagram, formerly known as Kanye West, out of his accounts. Or is there it? You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who opposes your agenda. So I guess black lives don't matter anymore as soon as they go at the Jews. Is that what I'm learning here? Yay shared anti-Semitic statements in his latest posts in Hollywood, and the social media platforms are proving actions have consequences. I guess they do. One little joke. You know what's kind of funny, though, is one little joke saved me money by not having to go to Prince George or what's that fucking Smithers. Now, does it suck that I didn't go do stand-up in front of people who paid for tickets? Yes. Am I glad that I don't have to do it with that fucking loser? Yes. Fuck them. It sucks. The only thing I'm really chapped about, not going up there to, you know, fuck around and make some jokes and have a good time, is like to hang out with the people that actually bought tickets. The venue can blow me. The guy that, what is it, like Gypsy Entertainment or some shit like that, whoever that fucking nerd is, he can blow me.
Oh, yeah, well,
fucking loser.
Well, I'm a comedian, but,
whatever. This is why, you know what? This is why I'm learning now. You just stick to your core, right? You only play for the, it's like hockey, right? As soon as some other fucking dweeb is like, hey, can I play with you guys? Well, you ain't gonna like it. I'm gonna tell you right now, sonny boy, you ain't gonna like it. We play a little rough around here. You don't want to get, you know what it is the best way to describe it for me, for the hockey boys out there that listen to this, or any sort of sports guys, you know when you are playing on, I remember I played on this team when I just turned 15 and I'm playing with like the older boys, playing midget hockey, and you get brought up, and these guys are tough. They love being violent, and it's terrifying. And you got two decisions, or you have two answers
to fucking, I don't know what I'm saying. You have two paths you can either take. You either hop in on that violence and you get tough quick and learn the ropes, or you have everybody fucking hate you, right? So I had to get violent. I had to start doing some dumb shit and earn some respect in that goddamn locker room with those guys, where this fucking dweeb came out of nowhere.
Hey, buddy, we like what you do. Can we come and play? Can I play with you guys?
And it's like, all right, yeah, but you, if you ain't ready for the fire, if there's a line brawl, right? It's like if a line brawl breaks out and one of your line mates doesn't grab a guy. Doesn't even matter if they fight or not. You just grab somebody and witness the carnage. That's all you had to do. You just had to grab a guy. But you skated to the bench and hid in the corner.
Ooh, there's fucking violence happening out there, man.
Covering your own ass.
You know, I can't afford to get suspended. My mom will hate me.
Boo fucking who? Pussy shit. We don't roll like that. Anyways, that's my little rant. Consequences have actions. The rapper, also known as Kanye West, was locked out of his Twitter and Instagram accounts. Spokespeople for Twitter and Instagram said Saturday that Ye posted messages that violated their policies. Jamie Lee Curtis, after making her 15th Halloween movie, to really stretch out her career in Hollywood, Sarah Silverman, who hasn't wrote a joke that's worthy of laughing at since 2002, and more figures in Hollywood, have also used their platform to speak out against the hateful messages shared by Ye. In a tweet sent late Saturday, Ye said he would soon go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. An apparent reference to the U.S. military readiness condition scale known as DEFCON. Oh, wow. Journalism, am I right? In the same tweet, which has been since removed by Twitter, he said, "You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anybody who opposes your agenda." Curtis, 63, responded Sunday, writing on Twitter, "The holiest day in Judaism was last week. Words matter. A threat to Jewish people ended once in a genocide." Canceled. "Your words hurt and incite violence. You are a father. Please step up." Oh, and we got Silverman. 51 questioned why Ye's tweet didn't get a bigger traction. "Kanye threatened the Jews yesterday on Twitter, and it's not even trending," she tweeted. "Why do mostly only Jews speak up against Jewish hate? The silence is so loud." Okay. Well, you see, what these two are kind of forgetting is you're multi-millionaires living in mansions, and a lot of us don't really give a fuck what you have to say. It has nothing to do with, and now I'm not saying like all Jewish people are rich. I'm saying these two right here, when they start barking, you're like, oh God, here we go again. Anytime a celebrity starts like trying to make a stance, you're like, oh, I'm going to use my platform. Shut up. Both Silverman and Curtis are Jewish. Well, no shit. USA Today doing the dig deeping that journalism is just lacking these days. Really getting to the meat and potatoes of what it's all about to write a nice, beautiful blog for the internet to read. That's why I really wanted to use this one. So that way, you know, I knew there wasn't going to be any fake news installed in there to have us deceived or tricked in thinking that the information might be even remotely false. No, right there, Bull Silverman and Curtis are Jewish. Thank God that's in there, because I would have started questioning, why are these guys standing up? You know, with a last name like Silverman, I thought maybe she was maybe fucking Sir Lankin. I thought for sure, I was like, Sarah Silverman, is she Jewish? Silverman, is she Jewish? And in my darkest hour, I swear I thought she was Sir Lankin. Wow. I thought she was the first pale white Sir Lankin. But here I am. Grammy winning songwriter Diane Warren called for Ye to be banned for life everywhere. Isn't it funny? Also, a little reminder, Kanye, using the word death and Jews in the same sentence when 6 million Jews were... Well, that's a stretch. Come on. Math and science. 2 out of 3 European Jews is vile, apparent, abhorrent, and irresponsible, she tweeted, referencing the Holocaust. Okay. Ye apologizes for any stress he caused while co-parenting with Kim Kardashian. Should only Jewish actresses play Jewish roles? Some say Hollywood has a Jew face problem. This article rules. John Legend, Meghan McCain, more call out. Oh, Meghan McCain. Nice. Call out Kanye West for anti-Semitism. Ye's former friend John Legend seamlessly addressed his social media comments Sunday, tweeting, "Weird how all these free independent thinkers always land at the same old anti-blackness and anti-Semitism." Yeah, it is. I wonder why, John. See, John, when I was a frogman in the Vietnam War, see, we would just sit there and discuss matters of a fact of a free independent thinker and why it always lands on the same old anti-blackness and anti-Semitism. And both groups are unable to control themselves in a matter of stress, John. That's why I'm here promoting my new book, Why We Need to Remove Blackness from the Suburbs and Jews from Hollywood, which you can buy on my website. As I am the governor of Minnesota and also former tag team champion of the World Wrestling Federation, Jesse Ventura. In a lengthy post on Instagram, Meghan McCain said anti-Semitic language, rhetoric, and statements have been commonplace in American media, politics, and pop culture. It is an existential threat to American life and our Jewish friends and family, both in our country and outside of it. The former View co-host added, if you haven't seen the video where Tim Dillon imitates Meghan McCain, it is so fucking funny. I have zero tolerance for this shit. Zero. McCain, 37, called Ye's behavior trash and called out fellow conservatives who have given him a platform just because he showed them attention. We are getting to the bottom of a lot of this. Kanye West goes full anti-Semitic. His album sales got to be through the roof. This is a good publicity stunt, if you ask me. Oh, here we go. AOC, baby. There's absolutely no room in this country or world for anti-Semitism. As a Jew who is born in Cuba, Alexandria. What the fuck? Oh, my phone's connected here. That scared the hell out of me. It's Brad Forte. Well, that's one way to interrupt a podcast. Thanks, Brett. What a dickhead. His ears were burning. The Black Jewish Entertainment Alliance also released a statement calling Ye's words hurtful, offensive, and wrong. Black and Jewish, double parked. We're really going for it today. I need an article. That's what I need. I need an article written about me in the Canadian media, so I can sell more tickets. That's why we're going a little extra on here. Usually this is like Patreon worthy stuff that we're going at, you know, but we need something public so that way the Canadian media can come at me for, I don't know, anti-Semitism. That's hot right now. Misogyny is a big one in Canada. That's number one. That's probably trending at number one right now in Canada, is like the anti-Semitism that's, or the misogyny that's taking place in this country. It's becoming a little too much. But that right there is what wraps this up right here, is, you know, the final thing, the nail in the coffin for some is Kanye West wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt, which is hilarious, at Paris Fashion Week. This guy's first level troll. He's first level troll. He's just fucking around now at this point. He's just having fun. Good for him. That is so funny, wearing a White Lives Matter shirt. That's like every old dad right now is jacked up and be like, who's this Kanye West? Who's Ye? Hey, Sean, come in here. Who's Ye? I want to listen to his music. Every dad is getting jacked up. He doesn't like the Jews and wears a White Lives Matter. You know what? He seems like an all right guy. He seems like an all right guy. And you know what time it is? After saying that, guess what time it is? Oh, the intro music hits. It's like when Stone Cold Steve Austin's glass would break at WWE when you were a kid, right? It is time for the hate mail portion of the show, where we wrap up by reading your hate mail. Unfortunately, this week, no one sent me any hate mail. We did get a question, though, of what I think is a little bit stalkerish. But we respect that kind of behavior, especially when you don't, when we usually expect you to do it to women. But today it's on me, Brett, and Sam. So we'll get into that. But you can email me your hateful emails that we'll read here on this show at unclehack@dangercats.tv. We'll read it right here on this show right now. But unfortunately, guess what? Nobody wanted to send us a little hate mail. So we're stuck with this little ditty right here. So let's get into it. Hey, Uncle Hack. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? The gayest, fucking, most stock intro we could possibly have on that soundboard. And we're using it for hate mail. And it sounds like the intro to like a Christian dating fucking show, doesn't it? Hey, everybody, why don't you come on down, take a little seat, get your popcorn ready. All right, let's just get into this. Hey, Uncle Hack, just want to say first and foremost, thanks for doing such a great Danger Room in Calgary for my birthday. Had such a fun time, and thanks to the three of you for signing that sex ram. I haven't inspected it yet. It'll be a while when I do it. Lies. So here's my fan question. Since I gave you a hint of who I am and you met me, I sent Forte a message about being in a roast battle. He said if I have enough spunk, I could possibly be in. I'm hoping I can get some more advice on the jokes I write, and hopefully you can read some of these on the podcast. I spent hours during the week doing a deep research on you, Walker, and Forte. I gotta say, I'm pretty proud. Just hoping for guidance for making jokes and making people laugh. It's like you're the Mr. Miyagi of Alberta. I'm aging like milk and groom children. That's great. Nice of you to say that. Love the show as well. You can put my nickname in as 9/11 birthday boy. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Hopefully it's not too long. It's never long enough. We love a lot of information here. First off, it's good to know that we got stalkers from the podcast on this show. That's great. I'm sure Walker has his own stalker, and Forte, you know, besides lurking through women's bathrooms, he is now has somebody behind him tailing him. It's almost like he has an undercover cop making sure that he's keeping it straight and narrow. But here we are sitting here. to somebody openly admitting that they're stalking us and writing roast battle jokes about all that. Now, I do know who this is. He did. He has the sex ram. There's a ram at the danger room that you're supposed to. If you pull something out of the bucket, then once you are done with that topic, you are to put the topic in the ram's ass so nobody else will use it. Now, he has that ram. Forte is a big fan of giving away Sam Walker's things, and he had given that to this gentleman right here, which is fortunate for this young man to have. Now, writing a roast joke, I see why you want me to answer this question, because I am the roast battle champion of Canada right now, you know? And it could be considered the arm wrestling champion of Canadian comedy as well. That being said, your roasts, to me, a roast joke should have everybody disgusted. We're not going for laughs. I never want to go for laughs. Why the fuck would I want to go for laughs? I want to make this guy look like an asshole. And sometimes it bites you in the ass. Sometimes people don't want to hear disgusting things. You know, it's like the last roast battle, they planted three white women or three women. I don't know if they're white, but they're definitely women, millennial women in the front row, which is a good thing because you want that morbid. Oh, God, why would he say that? You want that. You want the, oh, my God, why would he say that? You want the misery. You want the upset, sour faces. And you're like, yeah, okay, it jacks me up. It's like playing in an away arena. Awena. Arena. Away awena. Awena. Give me yo weena, baby. But that's right. We're getting loose on the juice, baby. I'm getting absolutely loose on the juice right now, baby. When you are writing your roast jokes, they should deliver a blow that is just like, oh, if you can even get the guy competing against you, then to make a face of disgust, like, what the fuck is he talking about? That is disgusting. I can't believe you would say that. Then you've done your job. Then you've done your job. Don't listen to these fucking losers that are with CTV comedy trying to tell you about, well, a good roast joke. You ain't roasters. You ain't built for it. Half of them abide by the little rules that CTV Roast Battles has, okay?
Well, you can't say that on national television.
No shit. That's why it sucks. That's why comedy on Canadian television is so gay. Thank you, Senior Chan. The Mr. Miyagi of Alberta. It's like you're the Mr. Miyagi. I groom children. Wow. I groom children to do my fucking dirty work for me, you know? Looks on, looks off. Suck cock, Daniel. Suck dick now. You want to be a great Rosa Battle champion. You must suck a dick now. That way, you are able, if you can suck a dick and not care what people think, you can be great champion. I don't know if we're allowed to. Was he Chinese or Japanese in that show? I can't remember. Either or. Very rude of you to say that I am the Mr. Miyagi of Alberta. That is completely disgusting. I can't believe you'd say such a thing. Out of all the deep research that you're doing, that's all you could come up with? Jesus Christ. You got some work to do, young grasshopper. Out of all the deep research on you, what is he researching? That's what I want to know. That's a creeper email. That's not even hate mail. This might be considered hate mail because he's researching and looking to write hateful things about me, I guess. He said, if I have enough spunk, I could possibly be in. Civilians want in the roast battle. See, this is what happens when you start mixing pleasure with the people, all right? They start getting the idea. Oh, yeah. See, everybody wants to be an athlete. You start looking at golf, professional golf players, and what do you think? Oh, I could play golf for a living, and you don't realize how good they are, right? It's like watching, you know, when you're watching sports, if some of you do that, and then like the shittiest guy on the team, and you're like, this guy fucking blows at what he does. This guy sucks ass at what he does. And then you think to yourself, like, what the fuck? Like, why is he even in the NHL? Then that guy shows up to beer leagues and just walks everybody. He's that damn good. That's what this is. Oh, I could do that. I could do that. And then everybody comes in with their generic, you're gay and you suck dick for bus change or whatever. Brendan's so gay that he one time he sucked dick for bus fare and walked home. Good one. Way to dust that one off. That's nice. Did you even write your own jokes? You know, it's like that type of shit. Everybody's got their own little version. Listen here, I'll call you gay for 7 minutes straight. You won't know what to do with yourself. So my best advice to you, don't research us. Research the roasts. Research past roasts. What makes a great roast? It that can only be made up in your mind. That is one of the only things that can be made up in your mind. Fucking guy. That's so funny. Holy shit. My audience is getting too revved up. They want to fucking get involved. They want to start saying nasty shit on stage. Listen, the repercussions that come with this stuff kind of spill over into real life if you haven't noticed, my good son. So next thing you know, you got fucking Antifa members doxing your family on Twitter. Family members I don't even talk to, which is hilarious. So you couldn't have doxed anybody better, I guess, which is funny to me. Like, you literally doxed the only ones that I don't talk to. Beautiful, isn't it? But yes, I know I didn't give you any advice, but I think that there is some sprinkled in there, some wisdom. But with that being said, thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. We covered a lot today. We got to the bottom of a lot of shit. So tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And if you want this episode earlier, it's on Patreon every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And it's a great way to support the show. If you enjoy what these are all about, just talking shit, please. Patreon is the best way to support or come out to live shows, which were all listed at the beginning of the episode. And you can check those dates again at dangercatshop.com. And we will see you next week with another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Have a great evening. Have a great afternoon, or do it. Hey, stay cool out there.